From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel, and it's time now to look back at the year in movies and what a year it has been. We've seen Wild Things and Raining Meatballs, An Old Man, His House, and a Boy Scout headed up with the help of a few thousand balloons, and George Clooney lost himself up in the air. This month alone, we've seen the strangest of spectacles, from the digital forest of Avatar to Sherlock Holmes reinvented as a wisecracking martial arts master. Well, our film critic Bob Mondello has dutifully seen them all. As always, he's put together an annual top 10 list for us, and as always, he's cheated.
Sometimes Hollywood finally gets it right after getting it wrong for quite a while. The war in Iraq, for instance, which has stymied filmmakers for years, suddenly inspired not one, but three of the year's best films, a drama, a comedy, and an action flick. Catherine Bigelow's The Hurt Locker was the actioner, following a bomb squad a lot closer than any moviegoer could possibly find comfortable.
25 meters, roger that.
Butcher shop, 2 o'clock, dude has a phone!
Why is Eldridge running? Come on, guys, talk to me.
Drop the phone!
Hey, Bone!
I can't get a shot!
Audiences then got a close-up view of the home front in the sharply acted drama The Messenger, where a decorated war hero must learn to deal with the most difficult task of his military career, informing families their loved ones have died.
You do not speak with anybody other than the next of kin, no friend, no neighbor, or mistress. Avoid physical contact. In case you feel like offering a hug or something, don't.
I'm not going to be offering any hugs, sir.
Where The Messenger looks at war's effects, war's causes are the subject of a British comedy called In the Loop, about idiot bureaucrats screwing up in public and taking heat from their sometimes profane handlers.
I was going to say, I don't think war is unforeseeable.
What is it then?
I don't know. Foreseeable? No.
No! No! Not foreseeable. That's declaring war. Do you want to declare war? Write this stuff. It's neither foreseeable nor unforeseeable.
Right. So, not inevitable, but not...
You better work on this line.
Evitable.
In the Loop prompts plenty of laughs, while leaving you with the sinking feeling that this may actually be how global decisions get made. If there were still theaters that played triple features, these three, Hurt Locker, Messenger, and In the Loop, would be a scarily potent trio. Also potent is Precious, with its unexpectedly moving performance by comedian Monique as the abusive mother of a Harlem teenager.
Those things that she told you... I did to her. Who else was going to love me? Who was going to make me feel good?
Precious prompted much talk in the media about child abuse, and midway through the summer, a documentary called The Cove made a splash by exposing animal abuse involving the capture and killing of dolphins. The filmmakers assembled what they called an Ocean's 11 team of Hollywood technicians to get footage of what Japanese authorities would not let them see.
Simon created all these weird ways to hide high-def cameras and hydrophones. You know, he's a mad genius. We had a military-grade thermal camera, which, of course, you're not allowed to bring out of the country. It has a pulse. The thermal camera picks it up.
The Cove's release was timed to help stop this year's dolphin slaughter, and at least in the cove it covered, seems actually to have accomplished that. That's five of the year's best. Now let's head into smileier territory with an elderly widower whose house gets lifted by thousands of balloons in the Pixar film Up. Only after he's up does he discover there's a stowaway on his porch.
Please let me in.
No. Oh, all right.
Also airborne this year is frequent flyer George Clooney in the comedy Up in the Air. Clooney jets all over the country firing people and qualifies as a pretty chilly customer until he meets someone who's attracted to his mileage.
I put up pretty pedestrian numbers. 60,000 a year domestic.
It's not bad.
Don't patronize me. What's your total?
That's a personal question.
Oh, please.
Well, we hardly know each other.
Oh, come on, show some hubris. Come on, impress me. I bet it's huge.
You have no idea.
Hollywood has no idea how to make art come alive in the cinema, but French films do, and two this year were uncommonly artful. Seraphine, the true story of a maid whose gift for a naive painting was only discovered in 1912 because an art critic stayed in rooms she was cleaning, and the Chekhov-like drama Summer Hours, a sort of French cherry orchard about a family of grown-up kids weighing what to do with the museum-quality paintings and furniture that clutter their mother's estate. Not art, but art direction is what animates A Single Man, in which Colin Firth plays a closeted 60s professor grieving the death of his lover.
It takes time in the morning for me to become George. Time to adjust to what is expected of George and how he is to behave. By the time I've dressed and put the final layer of polish on the now slightly stiff but quite perfect George, I know fully what part I'm supposed to play.
A Single Man rounds out my top 10, but 10's an arbitrary number, so I'm going to keep going. 2009 was a great year for turning classic children's stories into movies with heft for adults. Spike Jonze made a visually exquisite Where the Wild Things Are.
It's a wild rumpus
star! 3D animation enhanced a trip through the looking glass in Coraline.
You're not my mother. My mother doesn't have...
Buttons?
Clever screenwriting spiced up Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Falafel?
Chili beans!
Avocado!
Coming right up!
And Wes Anderson's The Fantastic Mr. Fox was the very image of hip.
Why is he wearing that bandit hat?
His ears were cold. Go back to bed.
If what I think is happening, it better not be.
Striking acting graced a number of 2009's best foreign films, including Pedro Almodovar's Broken Embraces, about a filmmaker and his muse, and Japan's Departures, about a man who thinks he's taking a travel job when he signs on with a funeral parlor. Those bachelor partiers who lost their groom in The Hangover were a hoot and a half, and a pair of terrific independent movies gave audiences a taste of Broadway this year. The documentary Every Little Step, chronicling tryouts for a revival of A Chorus Line, and Spike Lee's electrifying filmed-on-stage version of the musical Passing Strange.
Now you don't know me and I don't know you, so let's cut to the chase, the name is Stu.
2009 was also marked by some remarkable science fiction, first with the rebirth of the Star Trek franchise, and then with the birth of two new franchises, both centering on huge corporations that run into trouble when they try to relocate alien villagers. District 9, set in South Africa, and Avatar, extravagantly visualized by James Cameron on the planet Pandora.
Out there beyond that fence, every living thing that crawls, flies, or squats in the mud wants to kill you and eat your eyes for jujubes. As head of security, it is my job to keep you alive. I will not succeed.
That is another 12 films to add to the top 10. Not bad, 2009. I'm Bob Mandela.